selected for certain areas, to certain tribes, to certain people, and they preached to them and they passed away. Similarly, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam only came for Jerusalem people, for the Jewish people. And he said, so he claimed that he never said that I came in this world for the whole of mankind. But Saint Paul said, and he has written the books, several books, and Bibles and Gospels. In there he claimed that Jesus came for the whole of mankind. For the Roman, for the Asian, for the Persian, for the whole of mankind. So this is the fundamental difference between the real original Christianity and the today's Christianity. The second thing, he claimed that Jesus came to abolish the law of the God. Meaning he came for the whole, for the salvation of the whole world. Now we don't have to follow any law of Sharia, meaning there is no halal and haram, there is no kosher, there is no circumcision. You don't have to obey all these commands. You just have to believe that Jesus came for the salvation of the whole mankind. And that's enough for you. You don't have to practice anything. So, and this is all what they call redemption. The word redemption meaning not following in Sharia rule. You are free to do whatever you want to do. Just believe Jesus came for the salvation and that is enough for you. So this is the second change took place in Christianity. So Saint Paul started this kind of Christianity, which is called Pauline Christianity. Saint Paul, so it came Pauline Christianity. Now after that, the second change took place by the king of Rome, Constantine. Now Constantine was a emperor of the Rome, and Roman emperor, they were pagans. They used to believe so many gods and goddesses. So when Constantine, now is very strange, because Constantine, his father was pagan, you know, idol worshipper. That was a common. And his mother was Pauline sect of Christianity, meaning she used to follow Saint Paul's Christianity. So mother was Christian and father was pagan. And he came after 300 years, after this incident of crucifixion took place, after 300 years. Within these 300 years, 315 CE, he became a king or emperor of Rome. Now, in these 300 years, there was no preacher, or there were no, all the disciples of Isa alayhi salam, there were only 12 disciples, only 80 people accepted Islam on his hand within 3 years of preaching in Tabligh, and out of 80, only 12 were his Sahaba, his companions, or his disciples. When this crucifixion took place, the old disciples scattered and they went underground. So no one knew, because a Roman emperor, they used to persecute them, they used to torture them. To that extent, one of them was Nero. Nero was very, very cruel king of the Rome. What he used to do, he used to capture these Christians and used to hang them at night and pour some oil on them, and used to put the fire and used to, you know, keep them burned the whole night to get the light. Instead of lantern, he used to use the people to hang them, and his body used to burn whole night. That's how he used to get the light at night. That's how cruel he was. In Surah Al-Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the incident of the of this Roman kings and emperor Ashab al-Hudud, how they dig the big hole and put all the thousands of Christians inside, and they burn them alive. Why? Because they were believing in one Allah. They were not believing these pagans, emperor. That was their punishment. So, because of this persecution, because of this torture, all these preachers or monks, they went underground. They had no guts to preach about Christianity openly. So within these 300 years, all the real Christianity, original Christianity, would disappear. The Islamic teaching was disappeared. So this Saint Paul came, and then came the Emperor Constantine, and now he, because his mother was a Christian, as I said, so mother had influence over him, and he, when he became Emperor of Rome after his father passed away, he said that our official religion of Rome will be Christianity. So he started converting the pagan Roman into the Christianity. Now to keep them happy, he brought something from the original Jewish Christianity and from the pagans, and combined and merged them and made one kind of sect, which is the Christianity. What he did, he brought Trinity. Because the pagans used to believe more than one God. They were not monotheists, they were polytheists. So what he did, he brought Christianity, he brought Trinity into the Christianity, meaning the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Mother Mary. This is one Trinity. Some of them believed Holy Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. This is the Trinity. They are three, but they are not three, they are one. So this kind of three in one, one in three, this kind of confusion started from the time of Constantine. So, and then another thing he brought is the Sunday, because Sunday was not holy day in the original Jewish Christianity. There was Yom Sab, Saturday, right? And this is what is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. When this Constantine made a new Christianity, he brought Sunday as a holiday, because Sunday was a holiday originally from the pagan. Because the sun, S-U-N, was the god for them. And when the shortest day of the year is 21st of December, and after 21st of December, the sun becomes more bigger and more stronger. And when sun becomes more stronger and bigger, it will produce more crops, more fruits. So they have to celebrate around this winter solstice. And in this time, they have to already celebrate, right? So he brought 25th of December, he started, because they were used to, you know, celebrate the sun, power of sun on 21st, 22nd. So he made it to 25. And then he said the Sunday will be our holiday. So he declared an official holiday as a Sunday, because they used to worship sun as their god. So Sunday also introduced by Constantine, Trinity introduced by Constantine, and the Christmas also instituted by Constantine. Before that, there was no Christmas. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, قُلْ يَا عَلَى الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَكِّ ولا تتبعوا اهواء قوم قد ضلوا من قبل واضلوا كثيرا وضلوا عن سواء السبيل. That O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say to the people of the scripture, people of the book, exceed not the limits of your religion other than truth, and don't follow the vain desire of these people who went astray before, and who mislead many people and strayed themselves from the right path. So this verse is clarified what they believe is not the true belief according to the Sharia, according to Islam. So this Christianity is not from Isa alayhi salam. He did not invite for the Trinity. He did not say Sunday is a holiday. He did not celebrate Christmas in his time. So when Christianity spread in Europe, the Vikings, the North German Hemisphere, and different methodology, they were Celtic people. They believe in God Odin, the God of war. They believed the God Odin in the winter Salters comes from the sky and give the gifts to the people and use the reindeer. So this reindeer also introduced by them. They portrayed this god, God Odin, as an old man with a long beard. Now you can imagine this Santa Claus, he came from where? This is how it started. That becomes the version of Santa Claus and reindeer. Because reindeer is not found in America. This animal you don't find in America. Where it came from? It came from the North Norway, from the other country. There was another version of Christianity. They used to believe that King Nicholas was very generous, and he used to give the lots of gifts to the children. So numbers of early Christians were anti-Christmas. So this is how the Santa Claus and this is how the, you know, reindeer and all this came from Europe side, from the Norway side. Prior to the Britisher came into the America, in America, they used to practice Puritans, England, sect of Christianity. So, to that extent, in 1659, the governor of Massachusetts passed the law that whoever will celebrate Christmas will be fined. In America, to celebrate Christmas was not allowed before 1659. And he passed the law that anyone has a Christmas tree decorated in the house, police will come and arrest them, and because it is a pagan festival, it got nothing to do with Christianity. But in 1770, the founding fathers of America made this country secular state. And Germany initiated this Christmas tree and Santa Claus and decoration of the houses. It came all from Germany. And how it started? Queen Victoria of England, she started the celebration of the Christmas first. Now this royal family, we think they are from England. But originally, they are not from England. They are from Germany. They migrated from Germany and settled in England. That's why Queen Victoria, she never used to speak English. She used to speak German in the house. But in First World War, in 1917, they changed the name of the royal palace as Windsor House to make it sound like a British name. Now they became British. So this Queen Victoria used to speak the German language, not in English. In 1840, they made a postcard, first time, with the picture of Queen Victoria and her family. They portrayed in the small postcard. And that postcard became viral and people started copying it. Oh, Queen can make this postcard and send it to the people. We can also do it. That's how this Christmas greetings and Christmas card started from the Queen Victoria. So that's how this Christmas tree was introduced, and they started decorating the houses and put the gifts on the Christmas tree. But there are some Christian groups, like we have so many. In Islam, there are so many sects, Sunni, Shia, all these things. In Christianity also, there were more than 15 different sects. So the Christian Quakers and Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witnesses, these kind of Christians, they still consider Christmas as a pagan holiday, and they don't celebrate it. They don't believe in all these things. They don't believe in Santa Claus. They don't believe in Christmas tree. They are Christians, but they are not celebrating Christmas. They say this Christmas has lost its spirituality, Now it only the festival of enjoyment and the fun and shopping and materialism and all these things. So real spiritual worshipping of God is gone out of the system. Now it became the day of celebration. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our religion of Islam and Sharia are the true and protected and preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Christians, they were debating for all 300 years after the crucifixion of Isa al-Islam or taken away to the heaven. They were confused, who is our Lord, who is our God? This was sometimes they used to say, Holy God, then Son of God, then what and what. So they were confused for all these 300 years. And our Sharia was already established by 300 years after Hijrah. All these four fiqhs, you know, Hanafi, Safi, Maliki, Hanbali, were well established. Every hadith in tafsir has been done and codified, and there is no confusion in Islam. Because for every hadith, we have the chain of narration all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this kind of authenticity you won't find in any other religion. Our Holy Quran is preserved and protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a single word or words of the Holy Quran can be changed all the way till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. So our Quran is original Quran as it was revealed unto Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1500 years ago. Today's time, you open any Quran from any masjid or bookstore, you will find the same verses from Alif Lam till Nas. Not a single word or verse has been changed. So this authenticity is only granted to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should appreciate this. Another thing, my brothers and sisters, we have to keep in mind that our religion of Islam is so profound and protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no changing took place from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, when Isa alayhi salam will descend onto this earth, he will recognize us as his followers, not the Christians. He's going to convert the Christian into the Islam and make them Muslim. He will follow our Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will rule by the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will stay with us and rule over us. So we are the real and true followers of the Jesus, not the Christians. So we should appreciate it, and we should teach our kids also. This is the reality of the Christianity. Bless you, stop you, brother.